This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Tire Buyer. Get tires shipped to an installer of your choice. Get 7% off $400 with code MMA Nuts 7.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish right to your door. Get $15 off with code WILD15.
New Air, get top of the line wine and beverage fridges. Get 10% off of $100 or more with code MMA Nuts.
Level Sleep, the best design mattresses for recovery while you sleep. Get 10% off with code GWFIT10.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 460.
460!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Back around the MMA show, my MMA fans, more MMA fans walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
Nothing. We are just pontificating about the song Aqualung by Jethro Tull.
A little pedophilia.
Yeah.
A little bit.
The lyrics are disturbing.
Eyeing little girls with bad intent.
Something about sweating and frilly panties. I don't know.
I'm out.
Yeah. It sounds very bad. So
hard pass.
I don't think that song would work these days.
Hey, speaking of eyeing girls with bad intent.
Yes.
Oh, lady versus lady fight over the weekend.
Okay.
At the Forum. We got Chris Cyborg versus Julia Budd. Chris Cyborg coming out in the Lakers purple and yellow.
Nice.
Smart. Good move.
Lots of
cheers.
How they
should. And, wow. So this was like a super one-sided fight.
Shocking.
With super aggression from Cyborg when she needed it. And Julia Budd had no fucking answer for the Cyborg.
Shocking.
And Julia looked so robotic in her approach. In the finishing sequence, she was so discombobulated but from Cyborg, because Cyborg was doing the high, the mid, and the low attack that she couldn't even fucking respond. Mm. And she gets finished from a body shot, fourth round. She goes on. Now she's the Bellator champion, so that's her fourth title in four separate organizations.
Pretty solid.
Fucking Strikeforce, Invicta, UFC, and now Bellator. And I don't think any other... I don't know if any other human can say that, but at least any other woman cannot say that.
Pretty solid.
Yeah.
You think the UFC will have her back?
Never.
She ruins promotions and weight classes, basically.
Yeah, well, it's tough, right? Like, what the fuck are you going to do with her now? She said she'd like to be in a Grand Prix tournament because she wants to fight multiple times in a night.
Wow. Challenge herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes
sense.
She's
like, shoot the box style. Like, okay, give it to her. I don't know who you have her fight, but fuck, if she wants a 145-pound tournament, make a 145-pound tournament.
Okay. I would watch.
Yeah, she even came in light. I think she weighed 143 and change. So
nice.
Well, not fucking around.
Diet.
Yeah, and Julia Budd looked monstrous in there compared to her, but Cyborg is still Cyborg. And she posted a nice pic with her and her four belts.
Pretty solid picture. She looks young there. Happy.
Yeah.
Happy
much
Cyborg.
Happier not being in the UFC.
She back in your good graces?
Well, she's always been in good graces with Scott Coker. And I think that's
good graces.
Yeah. Always.
You were kind of lukewarm on her for a little while.
Well, once you lose, I get a little lukewarm on you.
Okay.
Yeah, you're back to your winning ways? I'm back in.
All right.
I'm back in. You want to be with winners, not with losers.
So fickle.
Yeah.
Finkel? Einhorn?
Einhorn is single.
Oh, man.
And then what else? Sergio Pettis got a win in his Bellator debut.
Uh-huh.
It's a little guillotine. We ride right along. Let's talk about the UFC.
UFC Raleigh?
Yeah.
Carolina?
Yeah, with an epic card. Yeah, Curtis Blaze versus Junior Dos Santos, which was a pretty good fight. Would you see? Would you like...
Junior looked very slow. Blades looked extremely in shape, more lean and muscular than I think we've ever seen him.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking before the show that there were some takedowns attempted, but none really had, which is unusual.
Yeah, he's
But Junior,
zero.
Very upright and lackadaisical and fighting kind of like this. Took a couple of
just
shots to the forehead face.
Try to land an uppercut and
KO'd on his feet.
Yeah.
Weird stoppage, I thought. I mean, I don't know. He looked
it was a good stoppage. He was out.
So Blades kind of making a case for a title shot.
Yeah, and Stipe is talking about he doesn't want to fight anybody that he's beaten already.
Okay.
So here, this is kind of bullshit. So, right? So Cormier wins the belt from him, and then there's like all that Brock Lesnar talk. So he kind of made Stipe wait a little bit. And then once it was decided that Brock is not coming back to fighting, he's like, okay, I'll give Stipe the rematch. He earned that. But now it seems like he doesn't want any part of DC. Like, oh, I want to fight everybody else. Like, it's kind of a bitch move, no?
I think
it is. Well, especially when it's 1-1, you got to settle that shit, right?
I think you do. I think you don't have a choice. But it sounds like he kind of is deciding, because he's the champ, he can do whatever he wants.
Well, you're going to fight Curtis Blaydes right now? I mean, I like Blaydes in that fight, looking how he looked right there, you know? It would really come down to conditioning, I think, in that fight. Like, can Blaydes carry that pace for 5 rounds?
I don't know.
He might not have to.
I think he can get Stipe down, potentially. That'll be interesting to see if he can get him on his back.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see that.
And then Cormier was talking, I don't remember who interviewed him, but Aaron Bronsister, he's talking to Ariel Helwani. He said he doesn't feel like fighting anyone but Miocic, and that his last fight will be for the heavyweight title, or he's not going to fight.
Oh.
And Cormier said he probably shouldn't have fought last August for health reasons, but didn't want to keep Stipe waiting. So, claiming he was a injured fighter at the time, he could have been. Now, it wasn't his best performance. Again,
Is he Brazilian?
He was getting too in love with the striking, right? Wasn't like he should have wrestle fucked him. And didn't. Yeah,
health reasons. I wonder what that means.
I don't know. Stupidity.
Yeah.
But I favor anybody that Miocic fights next. And
of course you do.
This guy just keeps rubbing me the wrong way.
I don't like him.
That is the fight to make.
And what if he fights Roy Nelson? Then who do you favor?
abstain.
Second favorite person.
And hope for an injury.
Ah.
I would probably favor Miocic, unfortunately.
Okay.
Because I hate Roy Nelson more than I hate Stipe Miocic.
Fair enough.
I hate people.
Apparently.
All right. What else is going on in the MMA?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about, let's rewind the UFC 246.
Okay.
Macy Barber and Roxanne Mortaferi. If you recall, there was a little bit of a weird incident where she blew out her knee.
Yeah.
Between probably sometime in the late second round.
Forget when. It might have been early. It was sometime during the fight.
Yeah. The knee is what I want to talk about, but she's opening up complaining because apparently the doctor came in her corner, started checking out the knee, and said, yeah, the ACL is busted, but she's okay to fight on. And she was saying that that affected the fight because now it gave her opponent the opportunity to know that she's actually injured, which she thought wasn't fair. And I'm curious to you, if you think the doctor should come over for those kind of injuries.
Well, there's a couple problems, because one, there was a point where she fell during a fight and was holding her knee, so it wasn't like it was a hidden injury. Like, Roxanne knew it was an injury. Two, Macy even talked about this and said, well, good thing, you know, Roxanne is a nice fighter because she didn't attack the knee. So this is a fucking completely baseless claim, and this chick is kind of C-wordy, because she even took the mic from, after she took the loss, she got on the microphone and was like kind of shitting on the win.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't even be talking to Joe Rogan when you lost the fight. And then her dad threw some salt onto this. It's like, you have like a spoiled brat who doesn't know how to handle a loss, just fucking excuse. Just shut the fuck up and move along. That would be the best choice here.
Maybe trying to stay relevant?
Well, she's not helping herself with all this nonsense.
No, yeah,
so.
I agree. It's interesting.
I would just say less, not more, because the more you talk about it, the worse you're making yourself look.
Yeah. But do you think the doctor should have come in the corner?
Yes, why not?
I don't know.
Like, if they see an injury, and it was, I think he said it was a partial tear at that point. Mm-hmm. I don't remember him saying it was a complete tear, but I don't have a problem. If their job is to look out for fighter safety and he sees an issue,
yeah,
they should go into the octagon 100%. And especially, it depends, I don't remember where that card took place, but you know, imagine if that was New York, they may have called the fight off.
They probably could have, yeah.
Seeing how hesitant they are with injuries, but yeah, I don't have a problem with that. And if it alerts the other fighter and they attack it, so what? Fuck you. It's part of the fight game.
Yes. Attack
you know,
the injury.
Like they can't hear you talking in the corner. I'm sure people are telling or texting someone in their corner too. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my groin's injured. Text the fucking corner man. He just said his the dick is broke, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure that shit goes on. So
mine dick is broke. It's gross.
It is. It is gross. And there's it's no gross. Hiding injuries. Like everyone can tell yeah. this shit. So
yeah,
I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Switching gears. Did you know that Helsen Gracie was recently busted for a little bit of drug trafficking, allegedly?
Yeah, that's what they say.
He was coming back from L.A. to Brazil, and they found a bag of marijuana on a bus, apparently. A bus? Is that what it said?
Backpack.
With flight tickets from L.A. to Rio de Janeiro, Sao Paulo.
Mm-hmm.
And they found it on a bus trip between Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro. So this guy is riding around with a lot of dope. Why is he doing that?
I thought weed is huge in the jiu-jitsu community.
It is, but it's not legal, I think, in Brazil.
That's probably a problem, isn't it, in
yes.
Brazil?
Yeah.
Not so much in, well,
he's
California.
He's looking very gangster in this photo, too. Look like a drug kingpin.
Probably going to be a fucking ass penitentiary, no?
Ass penitentiary? I'd like to see that. He'd probably do just fine.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too worried.
I don't want to fuck around.
Like, okay, whoa, hey, easy.
Don't mess with that guy.
No, not so much. Just run away. Mind your business.
Yeah.
He's running the jail from inside.
That's
so.
Right. It's kind of funny. I think he'll be fine. I don't think he's actually going to get anything serious.
No. Well, it depends because I don't know what the laws are in Brazil's.
Yeah, but he's a Gracie.
They're just not going to try him? Just,
nah.
I don't know. Some of those countries, I don't think they give a fuck who you are.
Eh.
Because otherwise, this wouldn't even be a story.
Good point.
Yeah.
You have a point, Matt. That's true.
So, Tyron Woodley, I'm assuming he was on the Ariel Helwani show because it seems that's where everyone goes to cry about shit. He says he blew a lot of money living a lavish UFC champion lifestyle, buying 2 houses, 7 cars, and I don't know, a bunch of trips or something. And
7 cars?
Yeah.
What was he going to do with 7 cars?
I don't know,
man.
But, you know, I was thinking back. I think someone was talking about Chris Cyborg because there's a difference in champ pay versus, like, when you're a champ. And when you're not the champ, like the discrepancy between the two. And I thought someone said, so when Cyborg, for example, was champion, like her last champ fight, I think she made like $1.2 million. And I don't know if they were including the pay-per-view cut, but just call it $1.2, whatever. Mm-hmm. Her next fight after losing the title, she was on a 70 and 70.
Jesus, that's a huge difference.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty similar for some of the other champions. It's like once you lose that status, and the pay-per-view cut's probably not as big now, but you are just taking 10 steps backwards. So I couldn't even imagine being a Tyron Woodley and you're just balling, right? You're like, I'm the fucking champ, blah, 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 make $1 million a fight and mm-hmm. spending all my money, and then you lose. Oh, fuck. Now I'm on maybe 100 and 100?
Making a fraction of that, yeah.
So, are you surprised? I'm like...
I mean, it sounds like a classic story of a young guy who's from a certain neighborhood and finally makes some money and doesn't have any money management skills and goes bananas. That's what happens to all of them. Mike Tyson had a fucking tiger. I mean...
Right, but it almost... You know, I don't know what the UFC's role in it is. You almost need to have, it's not the union thing, but something to educate. And I thought they were doing something to kind of educate
summit.
The fighters. Just
yeah, every year they have the fight summit.
Yeah, but
you need an accountant that's going
to
skim off
to
the
help
top.
Them out, right? He's only going to take 58% of your
a
money.
A white Jewish man
to
take 38% of all your winnings.
But that may be still beneficial to you because... But I think they need some sort of representation. Like, maybe once you win the title or something, once you hit a certain threshold, help them out, man. Fighters are probably not the the smartest guys in the fucking room. Some of them are, but I'd say a majority
in other sports,
are not.
Though, too. Like, right. Still, yeah. In basketball, football,
yeah, I
whatever.
Think that's the classic thing is the basketball, but.
Because they're young. They play really young.
Yeah, and probably a lot of people are coming from not having any money, and then you get a shit ton of money, and then how do you handle all that money? You don't know. So you just fucking, you're like MC Hammering that shit and fucking give it to everybody, and
hammering
then the next thing you know, I got a crew of 100, and then I got no money left. So.
I don't know about you, but if I ever have that kind of money, I'm keeping it.
You can set aside a ton of it. Like, if you have millions of dollars, you could set a million away and then have some fun money and you'd still be all right, but
segregate your cash,
right?
With prejudice,
extreme prejudice, right?
Yes.
And so I don't know. I feel like the leagues, or in this case the UFC, maybe you guys should start doing something, because this is going to be a reoccurring theme,
probably.
You know, going along. I'm surprised. I like this. When you think about it, is this the first fighter we've heard talk about that?
No, I think it's happened a few times with guys, you know, where they partied too much. I mean, didn't John Jones say something similar in the beginning?
I don't remember. I don't remember him talking about having nothing. And well, it's not like he's got nothing, but it's, you know, he's blown it. I think Conor's blown it, but he's made so much.
He's made like billions of dollars.
Doesn't matter.
He's got
at this
so much
point.
Money.
Right. That's all tough. Good. It's a tough situation.
Speaking of Conor, what do you think about this rumor that, and it sounds like it might actually be something he's interested in, of him going back to boxing for a little while and trying to get a belt? What do you think about that?
I don't think he'll ever hold a belt unless he buys everybody off or pays everyone off. Mm-hmm. But that's not going to be surprising, because he said, I think in the lead up to this Cerrone fight, that he enjoyed the boxing again. He was, you know, and he spent whatever, you know, how long preparing for Mayweather. No one's going to win that fight.
No.
Coming over. And even the boxers don't fight. The guy's undefeated.
Yeah.
He doesn't fight. He fucking runs around and dodges. That's not fighting to me. That's avoiding impact. Whatever that is. I don't like
He's
it.
He's elusive.
I don't like that style.
He's good at avoiding impact.
Get in there
impact.
And fucking trade punches, man. Take one to give two, or take two to give one. I don't care.
It
hit.
Bode well for your career.
No.
He was like,
I mean, I understand
40-0
that.
Or something? 41-0?
50-0, I think.
50-0?
When he checked out. Because I think it was 49-0, and people were printing up shirts 49-1.
That's it. You got it.
So, can he have a... Well, it would make sense, since they're trying to launch it at Zuffa Boxing, that Conor does some fucking boxing, right?
It easily brings the viewership.
Yeah,
over.
And I thought there was talk of Pacquiao in him, and I still don't think Conor beats anybody in boxing. Not anybody that's been a fucking established champion.
I just feel like he's so much bigger than Pacquiao.
Yeah, I don't know what the weight classes are.
I don't know either, but I think they're close. Well, because they fought.
Well, if Mayweather and him fought, they're still in the same ballpark. So. I mean, now, if Conor is a solid 170, it's hard to say. But unless you do these stupid rule matches like Nurmagomedov was talking, let's do 11 rounds of boxing and then one of fucking MMA at the end of the day.
146 pounds.
Yeah. I mean, he could step up and weight and do...
They fight at 155?
160. I don't want to see Conor under fucking... I mean, he could still do 55 if he had to, but... yeah.
Canelo fights at 165. He'd probably get destroyed, though, by Canelo.
Oh, Canelo will fuck everybody. Because he doesn't mind to get hit. He is elusive, but he fucking fights.
Yeah.
He fucks people up. Yeah. So there's a big difference.
I think that's
there.
An early finish.
And he's in his prime.
Yeah.
Like, when you're talking like a Mayweather, he's past his prime, but he's still efficient enough to fucking win. Uh-huh. Pacquiao's past his prime, but again, I think he's still got enough in the tank to beat anybody in fucking MMA trying to step over.
Okay.
That's not your forte. You're going to lose. Do you want to even see that, though? That's where it all comes down to.
I wouldn't mind seeing
the
boxing.
Want to see that?
Something different, yeah. Hype it up.
I don't want to see it because I think we know the outcome. Conor loss.
Millions of dollars.
Well, that's what they're trying. Be tough. Unless you do that weirdo fight, like some MMA and some boxing, or we do some boxing and then the next fight's MMA, then I'm intrigued.
Two fight deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same night.
Same night. Wow.
That'd be tough. There's no way you're going to get
that'd
be accomplished.
Like 3 months apart.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. So, did we talk about, I know we talked about Thiago Alves the other day, but he signed with the bare knuckle boxing. Mm-hmm. Did we talk about that or
we
not?
Talked about how tiny he looked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he not big, tiny anymore?
Well, I don't expect him to be if he's doing the bare knuckle fighting championship. But again, that's where a lot of these fighters are going to die. I think Josh Thompson was talking about that. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast. That's a good one to listen to.
He retired, didn't he? Josh Thompson.
He hasn't fought in 3 years.
Officially.
So he was already retired. I don't know why he just made it official. He said, yeah, I'm not fucking fighting again. But he's a pretty good analyst. And it was interesting to hear him and Joe talking about fights and fighting and all that kind of shit. But they were saying basically, you know, that's people still need to make money because they don't really have an exit plan from MMA. And where do you go then? So that's why you see these guys in past their prime, ending up in Bellator, ending up in bare knuckle. Because I think it was Josh that was saying they actually pay pretty well.
Yeah.
Over there.
Seems like they do.
I mean, you're gonna absorb a lot of damage though. That's the problem. Like if I have to take the choice of Bellator or bare knuckle, I'm going to Bellator because you're not gonna take as much punishment. And, fuck, are they gonna pay all your medical bills for like
maybe
look at their faces like
yeah they get
you
pretty
don't,
banged up
even when you win you don't win you come out more fucked up than any MMA fight so it's fucked up. You got the mountains
are up.
Gotta see if this will pull up. I'm gonna use some
going
volumes
down
here.
Mountain when she comes.
So Tom Segura, who's a stand-up comedian, he was just wrapping up a New Zealand tour and he was hanging out backstage somewhere, it looks like at an MMA gym, potentially, with Israel Adesanya,
because
he's from there. And they had some choice words for Yoel Romero. Hey,
Yoel, first of all, you ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't love me, bro. Don't love me. I'll break your heart. March 7th is going to go down. You're going to get fucked up, guys. Some African swag, motherfucker. So we'll see you there. Advice!
And what?
Advice?
Advice! What does that mean?
I don't know. But you can get fucked up!
He's just letting him know.
I don't know if that's what you should say to Yoel Romero! Anybody! I don't understand you're a stand-up comedian.
I imagine Joe Rogan's probably calling him up like, listen, Tom.
I see you soon, boy!
It's not a good idea to piss that guy off.
No, 4K, Jesus! Yeah,
that's ballsy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I would never do that. I'd be like, hi, hello, Mr. Romero. How are you?
No, that guy's walking around.
Nice to meet you, sir.
200 pounds.
Can I carry your bags?
We'll fuck you up.
Yeah. No, he's a giant, man. He's like a fucking action hero doll.
Well, he doesn't speak that much of English, so maybe you won't understand.
Someone can translate that for him.
Yeah, it depends how they translate. Because your mother a whore. What? He said he railed your mom raw dog, like Usman talking about McGregor last week.
Yeah.
That's interesting. We'll see how that one plays out. But hopefully that'll be like in the lead up to the fight, like a UFC embedded, like they're playing out the fight and the shit talk and they show him that. Like, okay. Oh, we're going to fuck you up kind of shit. There is that Stephen A. Smith. I don't really want
to. That's not. It's been.
I think it's been
dead.
Played out.
So fuck you, Stephen that. A. Smith, and...
Yeah, well, the only thing I want to mention is what I was talking about before, is that the guy's trolling at an elite level, and don't give anything that he says any weight, because he has no knowledge of the sport, so don't buy into the hype.
Just
that's
wants
his
to
game.
Stay relevant.
Yeah.
That's his game. Oh, what you got there?
David Branch. He used
looking
to fight
good.
At 185 in the UFC. Looks like Uber Ream right
like
now.
300 pounds of muscle.
That's the exact physique Uber Ream had.
Cool. Is he not fighting anymore?
I don't know what his deal is. Hmm. Let's see.
How do I look like that?
He's working on these gains with his strength coach.
Oh, yeah.
Pressure makes the pipes go boom. And every day, rent is due. I was born in pressure. Pound sign MMA. Pound sign middleweight, pound sign light heavyweight, pound sign heavyweight. Okay. Yeah. You went from what, 185 to 270? There, fucking with huge abs. Go fuck yourself. You are him and Rumble Johnson. You want to do a little fucking bare knuckle?
Sure. Looks gigantic.
God, I don't know what to make of this.
Scary. Man,
that's frightening.
I think you're going to make a heart attack pretty soon. You might have a stroke shortly.
Let's do. I got. Oh, first off, I got to mention Paige Van Zandt broke her arm again.
Oh.
I think just training. I think she ripped her screw hole open again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she's got another cast on and.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
She made of glass or what?
I don't know. I think she just trains too hard.
Okay.
Maybe.
She's got one of, she doesn't have that fear and off switch. Okay.
No. So we're going to have to go over to the female Instagram of the week, little Kat Zingano. I think I'm going to have to mute this because I think they're playing some music in the background. But this is Beck Rawlings hanging out looking, with Kat Zingano, dusting her off a little bit.
Looking pretty thick, though, over
and then
there,
giving
Beck
her a little slappy slap.
Beck's got some meat on her bones tonight.
What's up?
Dang. What are they doing?
I think they're getting ready to go out and party.
Oh, okay. Sounds dangerous.
Respect. And I thought Beck just announced that she was... It's not Cameo, but there's some other service that you can pay X amount of dollars per year and subscribe, and then she's going to, like, post pictures or shit to that. But that someone was totaling it out already, and I think she was... I don't know if she's charging 20 a month or 20 a year, but they already said she's on pace for, like, $7,000 extra a month just based on what it's showing, like, how many fans have signed up. But fucking good for her.
Yeah. Money.
Because I saw other people complaining, like, why do women have to do this in MMA just because they're not making enough? It's all about fucking side hustle. If you can make some scratch on the side and do minimal work, why not? I would fucking do that, regardless of
totally
how much I made fighting, right?
Can we get on that thing and make money somehow?
Right. Look at Luke Rockhold, right?
Yes. I'll just hang out shirtless. What's right. up? What's up, ladies? Who wants to pay for that?
I'm on fucking Cologne. And whatever bottles, whatever else that guy's ripping.
We got to get yoked first, like triple yoked. Let's get up to 270 muscular.
I can do that.
We can make a calendar, MMA Nuts calendar.
Yeah,
like
I want to get
firefighter calendar.
Sure.
That's just weird.
It's a firefighter.
With a,
just
with
a big hose between my legs, you know.
It's like a male like audience freehand. Dominated. I think no one would buy that calendar.
Probably not.
Oh, man.
I think that's all I got.
Okay.
Let's do some acid nuts.
Ask these nuts. These nuts.
Oh, what's going on up here?
Hey.
Knowledge. Hang on. Working. Working. Perfect. What annoys you? Annoys you? What annoys you the most about MMA?
There's no choices?
In what?
That's just the open-ended question?
Yeah, it's just open-ended.
Right at this moment in time, the lack of... great blockbuster cards. We haven't had it in years.
Well, we've not this year.
Years. That's what I'm saying. Years.
Well, there's been good cards, but ever since ESPN came along, there's been like a good card, top to bottom.
I mean, I'm looking at UFC 100. I'm looking
right,
at
stacked. They're not. They well, again, there's no incentive for them really to stack a card.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
And my feelings are hurt at the lack of, like, big stars at the moment. We have... Connor came back, but I feel like that's about all we got right now.
What do you want, Ronda Rousey back?
Maybe.
Brock
Lesnar, Cyborg.
Cyborg and her could get it on over in Bellator if
yeah,
she
GSP.
Wants to catch these hands.
Bring them back, man.
Well, maybe, maybe, you know, I don't know if GSP... Well, I would imagine GSP is still under some stupid UFC contract, but... Why can't he go to Bellator?
That'd be cool.
And fuck some people up.
Fight Horry McDonald, a little Canadian.
Well, Horry's on the downside now. But, you know, I don't know. They should probably go in other organizations. There could be more shit, more fun to be had. For me, what annoys me the most is every UFC, every MMA broadcast. Woo! 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 Whoever started that should just fucking kill yourself. And then... If you're in the audience and someone does that, I think...
Instant stabbing.
People, yeah, I'm okay with this. Like, everyone should carry a shank. You should shank the fucker that starts that until there's no more wooers in the audience.
I like it.
That I think that's my number one thing, because I want to turn the fucking audio off every time I hear it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because, or we need to have some kind of shielding so I can hear the fight, I can hear the commentators, and I don't hear the crowd. Because they're fucking ruining the experience.
Especially
if you're at the event. It's just, like, what are you guys doing?
Oh, shit. It's bad.
I don't know. Jared Christensen asks, he says, who's the greatest fighter that has passed away?
That has passed away?
Yeah.
Just MMA-wise?
Yeah. I'd say probably BJ Penn.
Did he die?
He did. I think he died like 10 fights ago.
He didn't die. He's still alive.
Maybe that was his soul. I don't know.
He passed away. His soul died.
Yeah, I think GSP stole his soul.
You can say that for Anderson Silva, too.
Yeah.
Chris Weidman stole his soul. True. Who has died?
And his fucking fibia and or tibia.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm trying to think.
Evan Tanner, for sure.
Yeah, there's
he was
him.
A middleweight champion for a while. That was a terrible story, right?
He went on the like he, desert
he
or something.
He had like such a great blog. I think he was an alcoholic, and he was trying to make a comeback, and he was started a website, was blogging. I don't remember if there was video on that. I remember reading like his blogs, and it was really cool and interesting. And then decides to go out in the desert with not enough water, and that's
nice.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
not
too
smart,
bad.
Not a smart move.
Hmm. That's the only one I can think of. There's like other fighters we killed off before they died on our website. I remember that. Oops. Yeah. That guy's not dead yet. We
nope.
killed him off.
I can't think of any deaths.
Kimball Slice.
It doesn't.
He's not the greatest fighter ever?
No.
All right. I think Evan Tanner. Then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign, Nuts Rule. Pound sign, Matt Rape Train. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Let's see if I can say these words right this week. I'm working on it. Once again, I want to ask you guys some existential?
Existential.
Say it.
Existential.
Existential.
Like
existential.
There you go.
Yeah, it just looks weird when I try to read it.
Definitely looks weird. I misspell it all the time.
Existential. Really. Okay. And philosophical questions. Number one, does life require a purpose and a goal?
Yes.
Why? What do you mean?
Huh?
Huh?
Well, it's been proven
what?
By existential people who study such things and philosophers that human beings need purpose in order to feel satisfaction and joy. If we don't have that, we kill ourselves.
What if your purpose is to fuck?
That's a purpose. If we don't have a purpose, we kill ourselves.
Why? Why?
Because we must... We're like the only creatures that need that. It's weird. You know why? Because I think we have large brains and we're able to reason and have morals. So, there's that. And I think I remember reading something a while back about it. It all started, it has something to do, two things.
Hmm.
The invention of beer due to agriculture.
Beer.
Beer.
Okay.
And then also something about tools or something. Because we were able to learn how to use tools. Somehow our brains grew. I don't know.
What the fuck? I don't know. Do psychedelics. That'll give you some purpose in life.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it's better than not doing them.
That is true.
That'll make you answer some shit. Number two, what is happiness?
Ooh. That's a great question. You want to go first?
Well, I think having some money would... take care of some happiness, because that is a worry. And if you don't have that worry in your life, I feel like you could be happier.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have crazy money, but not have to think about it would be nice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say health is a big factor for my happiness. If I feel healthy, mm-hmm. I'm usually pretty good. If I get sick or whatever, then life sucks, you know?
I think fucking.
Fucking is definitely happiness.
So it's
usually, what are we talking about?
It's like, does life require a purpose and a goal? Yes, fucking. What is happiness? Fucking. Number three, is it easier to love or to be loved?
I think it's easier to love.
Yeah, you can't control how other people perceive you and or
yep.
castrate you.
You just love everybody.
Right. Just put it out there, right?
Even if they're assholes,
put
you
it
love
out
them
there
anyways.
In the universe.
Pew, right. Pew, pew, pew. Oh, love, love.
Pew, pew, pew.
Delivering the love facial.
Yeah. Have they ever made a Lego porno? I feel like they need to, because you know how the guys come out in regular Lego and they're shooting their guns and they're going, pew, 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 pew. Huh? I feel like they should have porn when the guy's getting ready. He's like, pew, 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 pew.
Where does he come up with this stuff? I have no idea.
You know what, Lego porn?
How do we go from whacking off the Legos? That's like pedophilia territory.
Because I was on, pew, 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 pew.
You're talking about like the Lego cartoons?
Pew, 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 pew. Oh, wow. Like Lego Batman.
Oh.
Maybe Lego Batman needs a piece of ass. I don't know. Pew, 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 pew.
Little Catwoman.
Yeah. Lego Catwoman.
Michelle Pfeiffer when she was hot back in the day.
I like the Holly Berry one. You're not
a fan. Yeah, she was all right, but Michelle Pfeiffer, something about that.
Or take it all the way back to the original, like the old school. Yeah, I forgot who that was.
Oh, let me Google.
That's like the Adam West Batman.
Catwoman, Adam West.
Yeah, it's both
Julie Newmar.
Yeah, her and that Batgirl at the same time. Both of them are pretty hot.
Excuse me. Bless whoa. You. Oh, that is pretty solid. I forgot about that one.
Because those were real women. And I can guarantee you one thing with them.
They put out?
That's like, that might be 1960s. So.
It's a Harry Bush. For shizzle.
You got winners back there.
Harry Bush winners.
Yeah. All right, let's do the MMA Nuts. Now it's show. He says he changed the name because it's starting to become crazy.
It is.
Okay.
Someone should, like, cartoon this up.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Like, I'd like some cartoon action. Episode number 4, Sorcerers, part number 1. The episode starts with Thunderstruck by AC/DC in the background as you guys, knowing that there is the existence of magic in the post-apocalyptic world, and smoking hot sorcerers slash Amazons to be defeated. You guys ride on your motorcycles to outside of Chicago and go to Texas.
I was going
to
say, we're going to need cigars, probably. Sunglasses. Yep.
All the good shit.
Yeah.
There, you guys meet Derek Lewis.
I was going to say Brunson. Okay.
It depends.
What's he doing, eating some ribs?
Who said, my balls are hot. You guys ask about the rumors of an ancient temple there to only guide you guys to it. On the temple, you guys go to each of the two pedestals. One that says, baddest motherfucker. And the other says, ass-kicking machine.
Okay.
I'd like some... What if it was ass-looking motherfucker? That's just me. Matt goes to baddest motherfucker, and Ingo goes to the ass-kicking machine. Suddenly, a horde of zombies appears, but the pillars are activated. Matt's pillars grows with thunder. He is struck by a bunch of thunders. What? Okay. And suddenly, Matt's still standing, saying, let's fuck some bitches. Ingo gets burnt to ashes. Oh, what the hell is going on here? And is reconstructed to just say, I'm feeling hot. Now you guys have magical powers of Thunderstruck, that's me, Matt, and Incinerator Ingo. Matt can combine that with the Face Blaster and just electrocute people with facials. Pew, 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 pew. While Ingo can combine that with his orgasmic inducer and literally make people burn alive from having orgasms.
Sweet.
You guys head west to California, baby. As TNT by AC/DC starts playing on in the background, this camera fades away.
Can we have, for those TNT. About to rock instead?
You have whatever you want.
For those about to rock. We driving west?
Yeah, we're heading west.
All right. Still got the cigars.
Sure.
Yeah. And the sunglasses.
And I'm
pew, 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 pew. And I'm riding my motorcycle.
Mm. Yeah, this motor pickle. Okay.
My motor pickle, right? And we happen upon a little oasis.
Okay.
A little oasis.
Is this like one of the ones over the road, or is this like where the desert and there's like water and palm trees?
Palm trees.
And bizachas.
And we park our bikes, right? And we get off our bikes and suddenly appear the silhouette of lavish nude ladies.
Okay.
Hanging by the oasis, bathing, sunning themselves with glistening skin. Continue.
No, I got nothing. I'm just enjoying. I'm here for the ride.
You're here for the ride. And I look at Matt and I say, cool.
Great.
Pew, 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 pew.
And then he delivers the facial.
Pew, 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 pew.
Okay.
Fucking just blowing everybody up.
Yes.
Left and right.
And we take a little rest stop at the Oasis.
Fair enough.
That's what you should do at an Oasis filled with beautiful ladies.
And smoke weed and fuck. And like champs.
And do mushrooms and psychedelics.
Yeah.
And all the drugs.
See how it all works out. Mm-hmm. All plays out well.
Yes. And dick pills.
lots of dick pills. Figured be doing all that fucking, like, seven times
Vaseline, maybe like a little bit of, like, Niels Bohr. Like,
I might need some chap. I feel like there's going to be some aggressive sex going on. So we probably need a doctor in tow to patch us up.
There we go.
Hopefully, like, a little Asian thing.
Asian doctor.
That's, like, weirdly, like, hitting on you all the time. Yes. You know what I'm talking about.
Dip your balls in ramen noodles.
Yeah.
Or
in blue paint, just so they don't know. So, yeah, you dip them in blue paint, so all of them feel like they're going to need to drain them to help you out.
Yeah.
Do a little fuck, marry, kill. So, Celebrity Edition number 75, Adult Adventures number 11. We'll start with Jinx Maze.
Good Lord, what nationality is she?
Fuckable.
She looks Indian. Or something, but
it's like torn panties under the panties.
Good Lord.
Luscious Lopez.
Definitely Hispanic, I'm guessing. Nope.
Puerto Rico.
Okay. She doesn't look Puerto Rican.
Naomi Russell.
Damn, that's a hard one. I think I'm gonna have to marry the last one, the first one, and kill the one in the middle.
Okay. I'll just try to get and reverse it. We're close.
Okay.
Fuck the last one, marry the first one, kill that middle one.
Let me see that first one again. Yeah.
They're all nicely built.
The way you like it.
Yeah, you got acknowledge.
Acknowledge. Let me think.
I never remember what I have. Plays a crapshoot here.
Knowledge wise, not really. Oh. Oh man, I just started playing this weird game. It's called Kentucky Dry Game. What's it called? Kentucky. I'm sorry. I'm off the. You do yours.
You're off the reservation?
No.
Kentucky Fried Fuckers.
It's called. It's really cool. It's Kentucky Route Zero.
Okay.
And it's been around a while, but they just finished it. It's like an episodic game. I don't think it's a game that you would typically like. It's like one of those weird.
Yeah, I
don't know. Lots of text, and it's like it's almost like you're reading a book, but you're part of the story. And it's really cool. If you like that kind of, it's out for every platform. It's been out for PC forever, and they finally finished it today, as I think it came out on the PC platform, whatever. Monkeying around with it, it's pretty fun. It's like a weird mystery, kind of a strange. I think in my old age, I can't do these like super. All these button games anymore, I have to do a simple.
Some old. Yeah, take it down a notch.
Yeah. I need like one button.
Okay.
So it's kind of that kind
I hear
of.
You. I can't do reading. I skip through anything that has text just to kill. And then I'm wondering, what did I do wrong here? Like, I was probably supposed to read something to figure out what the fuck I need to do, but I'm too impatient. I just want to kill everybody.
Okay. I'm the opposite. Yeah.
More story.
Story and. Enjoy the story.
More kill everybody.
You have more Instagram following and stuff?
I think we might have saw this before. It looks kind of familiar, but I don't know. There's a little knowledge guy in that car. He's got a little dildo action, passing a guy on a little motor scooter. Hey, buddy. What's up? Wonk.
What the fuck?
I hope he knows that guy. Okay, Pinocchio, are you lying to me?
How's that guy not fall off his bike?
I don't know. That must have been set up. Yeah. This looks like it's from 2016.
You got it right in the middle, too.
Yeah, you got all of that one.
It doesn't look familiar to me. You've probably seen it, but I have not.
Probably have. I think that's all I got this week.
Yeah.
And then next week, I think we preview UFC 247 with John Jones, Dominic Reyes, and I think that's probably about it for that card.
Yeah.
we're back to this one fight per card shit. And,
Super Bowl's happening this weekend. I don't even know who's in the Super
Bowl.
That's
right. Oh, I just found out that the starting quarterback for the 49ers. Bless you, went to my high school. Had no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
So the 49ers
was born
in
Arlington Heights.
49ers are playing who?
The Chiefs.
Okay. I had no idea.
I haven't been following any back though.
I mean, like,
I've like it at all. Well, I just know the Bears aren't there, so.
Oh, that's probably gonna be a while. I could have told you that.
Well, they were, I think, 12-4 last year and a field goal away from greatness.
Making the playoffs?
Yeah, sure. The first round, whatever. That's it. Shut down. Before we fall asleep.
I'm super sleepy. Yes. That's been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name is Inga Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.